If greenhouse gas emissions continue unchecked, more than 19,000 homes in Jacksonville and more than a million statewide could be underwater by the end of this century, the year 2100. That's according to a recent study by Climate Central, a nonprofit that analyzes climate data, and the real estate website Zillow. The growth rate of new homes being built in the highest-risk coastal flood zones is outpacing the growth rate outside those areas in more than half of coastal states. Climate Central chief scientist Ben Strauss says Florida's growth rate is about the same in all areas.
But Florida also has the largest number of homes and the greatest value of homes in risky coastal areas.
So why are people building in areas that are at risk of flooding? Skylar Olson, director of economic research at Zillow.
I think it's hard to combat against the desire to live in a beautiful place like on the coast.
She's worried people might not change their behavior until the impacts of sea level rise are more visible, and by then it could be too late. But some coastal homeowners are already feeling the effects. Strauss says home values in the lowest coastal areas are already below what they should be because of sea level rise and will only continue declining. Meanwhile, flood insurance rates are on the rise. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.